WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're crushing it, on top of your game? Then bam, a little voice in your head starts whispering doubts, anxieties, or just plain negativity. Like, are you really good enough? What if you mess this up? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, right? Well, today we're tackling that beast head on. We're talking about letting go of negative self-talk, because seriously, who needs that kind of drama in their lives? We all have that voice, it's part of being human. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about mental toughness, had some killer strategies for silencing it. And trust me, these aren't just airy-fairy feel-good tips. These are practical tools you can use right now to rewire your brain and become your own personal hype squad. First up, get real with yourself. Negative self-talk often stems from unrealistic expectations. Ever set the bar so high that it feels like you're constantly failing? Well, guess what? Striving for excellence is awesome, but perfection is a myth. The Stoics believed in aiming for virtue, which means doing your best while accepting that mistakes are inevitable, and sometimes even opportunities to learn. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about constantly striving to be better. Next, challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negative self-talk is based on assumptions, fears, or past experiences that don't apply to the present moment. By questioning these thoughts, you can start to see them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. Third, focus on what you can control. The Stoics were big believers in inner locus of control. That means focusing your energy on things within your power, like your actions, thoughts, and reactions. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you respond to it. So, instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel that energy into taking action and making positive choices. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, big and small, you start to shift your perspective. It's like putting on rose-colored glasses, but in a good way. Take a moment each day to appreciate the things you have, the people you love, and the experiences that bring you joy. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience negative emotions. That's part of life. But instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who's been struggling with stage fright. She's got this amazing talent, but every time she performs, that inner critic screams, "What if I mess up? What if people laugh?" Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to try out some of the Stoic techniques we just talked about. She starts challenging those negative thoughts. Is it really true that everyone will judge me? What evidence do I have to support this fear? She focuses on what she can control, her practice, her preparation, and her performance on stage. She also makes a conscious effort to be kind to herself, reminding herself that everyone feels nervous sometimes, and that mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. The result? Sarah steps onto the stage with more confidence, less fear, and ultimately, a more fulfilling experience. See? It's not about magic. It's about shifting your mindset and using powerful tools to overcome those mental hurdles. So, remember these key takeaways. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and be kind to yourself. These aren't just words, they're actionable steps towards a more positive and fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest struggle with negative self-talk? Share it in the comments. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep crushing it and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.